It's really important that I tell people what I feel about it, buddy.
So just hang on a minute. So let's have a look what reality is, what you perceive to be true, yeah?
Okay, sure. Let's talk about reality.
Yeah, so reality is what you perceive to be true, and the more you focus on what's true to you, the more real that your reality becomes, yeah?
Exactly.
So why the fuck would you keep focusing on shit you don't want in your life, then?
Well, I suppose that is a good question. Because I feel a need to let people know what I know. Even though it's a negative. Listen, sure, it's a negative, and it's not something I really want in my life.
Well, but
I see a real responsibility right now to try and tell people what is coming, because a lot of people don't have a clue.
Well,
and sure, it's not a great thing to deal on and dwell on, but I think it's necessary, friend.
Yeah,
I do.
What is on that horizon, Barry? What is coming?
Oh, fuck, what's coming is not pretty.
Unless
we can change it.
Hang on a minute. Just hang on. Don't go changing it on me, man. Let me keep up. Come on. I'm in the Barry now. Let me keep up, bro. Right? So, what is it in this place that you call future that's going to get us? Because that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Well, all we have to do, brother, is look at what's going on in the now, what's happening in this world right now, inside our governments, and what their agenda is. And if we, as a people, don't rise against these agendas at this particular point in history, I feel our future is very, very bleak. We know what their agenda is, so our duty right now is to stop that, right? Is to do everything we can to inform the masses to what their agenda is and what their plan is and how we can go about stopping it.
Hang on a minute. Just let me revert back a bit now. So
sure. Right. Let's revert back. You got me thinking.
Yeah, what we focus on in hang on a minute. What we perceive to be true becomes our reality, right? So why would we be giving energy to other people's plans who are better than ours? Why would we be empowering their plans in our reality where they've got a better plan than us? Look, Barry, your plan might be shit, but mine's fucking divine, brother. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
I'm not saying my plan's a better plan than yours. Right, but within my plan, there is no victim. There is no victim. On my horizon, there's no death and destruction. In fact, before me, Barry, I tell you what's right there, stood there right before me now, stopping me. Nothing. Do you get that? Nothing. Zero. Pish. Now. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Wow. Actually, I've got everything I actually need right here now. I've got shelter, I've got water. Right now, I've got that now. Now, where am I going to go with it? Where am I going to go with it personally? That's all I can do here. I can't speak for anybody else. My little plan is where I'm going to go for it. Well, I might be quite happy here doing what I'm doing. In fact, you know, it's not too bad. But I know, a bit like yourself, Barry, I could do more. So much more. And do you know what I think, Barry? I think for the most time, we don't think big enough. You know, you think about your family, you think about your friends, you think about the people who are close to you and that you know, but we don't think about everybody as a whole. We don't think of the planet as a whole. We don't do it.
Well, you know, friend, honestly, my thinking has kind of changed here in the last month, and I do kind of look at the planet as a whole and what we can do for this planet, and that's why I'm so passionately behind Rick and what he's doing, and what I've done for him in the last couple of weeks is only a drop in the bucket for what I want to do for that man. He's a tremendous individual, and he has inspired me to go down another path, but I am still involved. I know what you're saying about having things and supporting things in your life that aren't positive, like reflecting and informing myself of what's going on in the world and what's going on with the Illuminati and the New World Order and the agenda they're in. But I find myself compelled to keep looking at this because a lot of people aren't aware. And
Barry,
it's not a great thing to do, but I still feel I have to tell them what I know.
Barry,
compelled to do that, sir.
Would it surprise you, though, to know that hundreds of thousands of actors, singers, people in mainstream entertainment have been contacted, being told that they can donate to the Rick Simpson's cause anonymously.
Yeah, they can become part of the plan.
Look, they don't have to if they don't want to. But they can do that. They could. It's not hundreds, it's thousands. I can't mention anywhere because a lot of these people want to remain anonymity, and I respect that, whether or not, you know, they've only got good intention or not. Okay? So far, Dark City has received nothing for Rick Simpson and £38 for Dark City in the entirety it's been on.
£38.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. No. And the poorest of us come together and we build something beautiful anyway. Rick's proud of us. He's proud of us. He knows how hard it is. He knows how hard it can be. But we make it fun.
It is.
Exciting. Because it should be. Do you know? It should.
Yeah, and I agree. Your station has got me to a point now where I tune in all the time, and I make it a point of my time to get into the show. And
no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes,
no,
I
you
do.
Don't. No, you don't. Yes, you're not. No, you don't.
Okay.
Not true. This is a truth movement. Okay. Not people telling lies.
Well, every time I'm home, I tune into your show, buddy, and that's the truth.
No, you don't. Okay. Tells me. Country.
Well, I do. Every time I come home, if I'm not working, I get home, and there's your schedule, I punch into your show. No word of a lie. Okay. So don't call me a liar because I do. Every day I tune in. Every time I get a chance to listen to your show, I do. I do work, you know. I do have to pay bills. I'm involved with society still.
I'm not disputing that, but you don't tune in because it tells you. It goes, hey, look. Look, Barry's tuned in. Dilling, dilling.
Okay, listen.
It really does.
Is this pick on Barry Day today or what, huh?
It does. It does. I'm not. It's not a joke. It goes, hey, look. This is there and what they're doing and, you know, what cool underwear they've got on. Tells me everything. Spain, look at Spain. Spain's just going nuts.
I know. I was looking at it on the internet.
Hello, everybody in Spain. Let me make sure
they're great, right, man. People. We're going to make that happen in BC here. You watch, buddy. You watch. There's a tremendous movement in BC already. And we actually have a medical doctor in town, in Terrace, that is the one that's giving out licenses in town. He's absolutely pro medical marijuana. And I've approached him for Rick's show. So there you go. Another positive thing.
Nurses. Doctors. Nurses. I was a chiropodist. People who do
wait.
Yeah. Again, don't want to be named, but when you don't do that, it's all right. Corns on feet. Are they corns? They're like a big spot with a hole in the middle of it.
Verrucas?
I don't know, no, I think they were corns, man. They were using corns, they'd be using the oil.
We're
beaten down, diluted down somewhat with alcohol, pushed in, that was brilliant. I had a qualified nurse, contact and say that they think it's ridiculous. They always go for the alternative and they actually tell people about the alternative. It's put as a nurse telling people, right? And they're out there.
Well, I think we should all sue our doctors.
Like I say, doctors and nurses, all right, they don't know where to turn. They don't know what. You can't blame them. You can't really blame them. I mean, God, I've been to my doctor and spoke to him. He thinks I'm nuts. Won't even write him the medical records. I've actually videoed him now, secretly. Because nobody believed me how fucking stupid they are. Stupid.
Now, stupid.
Right? Me go there and expect to get a decent service. That's the irony. And my thing is, right, is I'm not actually against conventional medicine. I'm really not against conventional medicine. I'm into preventative medicine. And I don't mean go and cut your tits off. Right, that's not.
Well, I don't have any, so I don't have to worry about that.
Don't worry about it. You got me?
I think we should all start suing our fucking doctors. That's what I think. No, I think we should sue them for not giving us the cannabinoid. Well, because they know about it. They know about it.
Dark City has got the solution to the economical problems of the earth.
Well, yeah.
We actually got a way to solve it, but we have got to work again. We've got to work together. I mean, people can't do it. They just can't do it. So, I mean, it's like the small number of us that can do it have already begun the process. We've already begun. And I think we can do it.
I can't think of anything better to put my energies into right now, my friend. I can't. I think, besides, what else can you do in life right now but to spread the word and try and spread this around?
Oh, become incredibly and incredibly wealthy.
Well, and not only that, you know what? I'm finding positive energies, buddy. Every time you talk about somebody, the positive energies that I get from just talking to people about cannabis and the word that's getting around about it and some of the feedback I got. Well, you know what, man? I'm finding that more addictive than anything, any drug that I've tried in my life.
Well, down the street in New York, compared to a policeman, would you like to buy a little pot?
I sat down with a cop this morning in the coffee shop and told him, I sat there in 15 minutes, I said, you know, have you really ever kind of looked at the demonization of marijuana and why it has been demonized? I said, this is a conversation I had with an RCMP this morning in the coffee shop. And I told him, I said, have you ever looked at the demonization of pot? Have you ever looked at the real medical studies coming out now on what the cannabinoid's doing to the human being and how the marijuana plant itself is almost a perfect genetic match to the genetic structure of the human being? All these information's out there, buddy. Go have a look at it. He says, you know what? Lots in the last couple of years, I've been hearing lots about this, but you know, I'm in a kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. But he says, I have looked at a lot of the information in the last 3-4 months. And he says, there's so much credence to it that I can see a possible shift coming in our society at one point where the public, I said, you know, it's going to get to a point in our society. And I really feel this will happen, that we demand this drug worldwide. We're not going to take the bullshit from the government anymore. We're going to demand it because the facts are out there. And he says, yeah, you know, he says, I can honestly see that becoming a potential because knowledge is power. And he says, you know, if it gets to a point where the masses in this town, say everybody in this town all of a sudden really knew what was going on with this and they demanded it from the politicians, well, what are the politicians going to do? If all of a sudden everybody in the world starts demanding it, and in mass, then they're going to have to listen to us, and that shift, I can honestly say I can see that coming, and yeah, it just takes a little bit of effort from everybody to do it, and we'll make it happen.
Don't you see pitfalls within that mentality? You don't see them, man.
There is a few pitfalls
for you, bro.
Let me spin that for me.
If everybody in this town wanted to wear black and wear an Nazi symbol, then I'd burn every fucking Jew and nigger in the place. But let me spin that around for you, eh? Does that sound like a similar thing? If everybody does it, then it's all right.
No, it's awakening the masses to the knowledge that's being taken away from them, buddy, and being withheld from us.
Hey,
that's all we have to do.
No, that's that
man. And let the masses decide for themselves.
Yeah. Well, no, why let the masses decide for themselves? Why? How have I got the authority here, right, to speak for anyone else? I don't get that, me, buddy, bro. How can I speak for anybody else? What authority have I got over anybody else?
I don't have any authority of any of it. All we can do is spread knowledge, buddy, and let their own brains decide for themselves. I'm not here to say, hey, all you guys listen to me because I'm right. All I'm saying is look at the information, use your common sense, use your IQ, and decide for yourself. And if a majority of the people did that, if I honestly feel if a majority of the people did that, then we'd see a sweeping change. That's all I'm saying, brother. That's all I'm saying.
The majority. You get me again, bro. You in here? If the majority agree, then it's right, and we can do. No, I don't subscribe, Barry.
No, I think it would be a change.
Well, I don't. But we don't need the majority.
But I think that's what it's going to take in certain political situations to force the politicians to do what the masses demand that this product is made to available to the masses in mass amounts at a reasonable price so it can do what it can do.
But hang on a minute. I'm not disputing that, right? But where's these other people that are actually saying it doesn't?
Well, hey, we know there's a lot of people that still don't know about the medical facts about marijuana, period. They don't. There's a lot of people walking around that don't really know yet how good and what this plant can do and what it can do to our environment, how it can be implemented in everything that we're doing on this planet right now. It can alleviate the need for falling our forests. It can make pharmaceutical drugs a thing of the past. I mean, that knowledge is still not out there in mass, and I'm trying to do is just let people know what I know and get them to look at it, and maybe that will start a movement.
Barry,
maybe I'm down the wrong path. Some of the thoughts.
I've met children in Manchester, man, who think chickens live in Tesco's, that potatoes come in plastic bags. They've never seen a chicken, a real cow. This is England. One of the proudest countries in the world.
And look at it.
Broken and pawn its knees, Barry.
I know, look at it.
I tell you what, bitching at other people, whether it's the government, all right, your football team, your wife, God, the sky, or the weather, it won't get us anywhere. It never has. It never will. It will not change absolutely fuck all. Action. What's known as karma, action. That's not someone that comes and bites you in the ass later. That's dharma. When your action goes fucking tits up, as we say in Manchester, you go tits up.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a little bit to expand the cause, and I'm seeing tremendous results.
Barry, you are so a cause. Everybody, you're walking and, cause, Barry. I ain't got no issues.
Well, no. And if everybody did the same thing, you know.
Barry. No. I'm not there with you, Barry. Barry does it fucking great, right? I'm telling you. But I tell you what, you come and do what I do, and I'll come and do what you do, and I bet you we're both shit at it. I'd be shit beating you, Barry. Fuck, I'm telling you, I'd be shit being you, and I bet you'd be shit being me, and I reckon we could pass that on ever, because there's nobody more qualified to be Barry than Barry, and there's nobody more qualified to be Paul than Paul. Nobody.
Yeah, we're all unique individuals, aren't we?
Yeah, well, nobody knows you better. Nobody knows you better than yourself. A doctor doesn't know you better. A lawyer doesn't know you better. Nobody knows you better than you. Even your own missus, your wife, your mum, your dad, and all them around you, they don't know you like you know you. So who's better? Who's best suited to your job? Who else can do your job? Fucking nobody.
Well, I'm having fun, buddy. I've never had so much fun in my life. Never.
Well, we're getting there, Barry. We're getting there, you see. We're getting there. That's the horizon we should be focused on.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I know what you're saying, buddy, about
the mystical monster's going to come out from behind the curtain and get us in the future. What? No, that's the wrong station. That's the wrong station. That's called InfoWars. We are not InfoWar. We're the pits of fucking society. We're the dark city.
Okay. No more InfoWars. What you're saying,
Barry? What a lot of people miss about like, when you're beating people down as much as the crew's been beating on dark city. Right? We don't get up, and you can't fucking knock us over anymore. Don't mean we've gone anywhere. You see, within a thing I've touched on quite a lot, the Gladio, if you look at that, right, the early sets, they had these troops they were going to leave behind, so when the Germans came over and invaded, right, when you actually look at the shit who they were ready to assassinate in Britain, it tells you a completely different story.
Right.
Completely
different. Tells you the real story.
But we are like those rollover troops, Barry. They rolled over us a long time ago and forgot about us. We're right behind their lines now, mate. We're everywhere. I'm telling you, there's only one or two of us here chatting about this now, but there's loads of people out there already, Barry. It's not just waking up. They're going, what, wake up to what? Loads of people are grasping it. Why is there loads of people running around telling people to wake up in fear? Why would there be loads of people running around trying to scare the fucking pants off everybody and telling them to wake up? It shouldn't be that fucking complicated to work out. Really? Well, they want people to be in fear.
Of course. It's a fear-driven society.
Terrified. Because when you're terrified, you don't learn. And you're trapped. The entire truth movement, all of them, every single fucking member of them, are a psyops. It's actually designed purposely to get you so shit scared or something that don't even fucking exist. You're now all running around looking for your own fucking demons in the closet. I'll challenge the so-called truth movement. Yeah. We've got plenty of slots. We'll even open up a slot. You tell me. I want to know. I want to know personally. Contact me personally because I want to know. What fucking good's he going to do us now? You can't bring back my dead brothers and sisters with your fucking explanations and your debates. By the time you're finished trying to fucking work it out, they've just murdered more of my brothers and sisters. Don't tell me I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm fucking depressed. I'm as deep as you can get, and I ain't fucking planning on going anywhere, thank you very much indeed. Because here I can't be knocked down. There's no further to go. End of the line. End of the line. This is the worst thing that could ever happen, Barry. That good, honest, trustworthy people would have to gather from all over the world on a 2-bit fucking radio station built by a couple of fucking potheads from the north of England who were brought together by a mass of people from all around the world who supported it and made it what it was today. This is the saddest shit that could happen. How the fuck did we let it get like this? All of us. How did we do it? We did it. We allowed all this shit to happen. We've allowed them to fucking bomb over countries. We've allowed them to put fucking drones in the skies. We've allowed them to put fucking cameras up on every fucking street corner. Why? Because of some man who shits in a bucket and lives in a cave? Fuck off! I could write better fucking dramas and sells and stick them on a fucking show on a Wednesday afternoon. You've got to be able to come up with some better fucking story than that. It's rubbish. Let's have fucking Tonto and fucking some dead bloke, fucking an Indian guy riding round saving everybody. The fucking Hollywood's got more fucking realism than fucking life. We've allowed it. We've allowed it. We've got to rise. Not in anger. Put it in love. Love and anger. Love and hate. Nah. It's an unfair fight. It's an unfair battle. I fucking tell you.
Is it ever?
It's a fucking unfair fight. You fucking arm yourself with love, Barry. Every one of you out there, not just Barry, me and Barry are just having one, aren't we, bro? But you arm with that. You arm yourself with that. Clear your consciousness of all that negative shit. Watch. Watch. Some of them are going to fucking freak out, I'll tell you. Some of them are going to run around like fucking... But the odd one or two are going to fucking recognise you and we're going to fucking unite. There'll be no walking behind the likes of brother Rick. We won't walk behind him. No. We'll not need a spear point. We'll not need a general. We'll not need a leader. No, no, we need an hierarchy. Because every fucking one of us knows what's right and just in his heart. It's his heads that are fucked. Completely. All belief. Trust in that in yourself. Go off your feelings, not your thoughts. Fuck, you know. You walk down the street one morning, there's an average bloke walking along, focused on yourself. Before you know it, you're looking at some fucking shit thing in a fucking window. Who's she? What? Focus gone. Quick as fuck. You got any doubts about this? Have a look. Have a look. A lot of people are like, I want to see the research. I want to see. I'm not fucking here to research for you, mate. I've been here trying to work life out, right, through these two eyes for nearly 50 fucking years. That's how I do my research. That's how I do it. I'm not saying going on YouTube, looking at somebody else's research, ain't going to work for you. Of course, if that works for you, fucking get on with it. But I ain't fucking seeing and reading fucking books, giving you fucking links off the internet. I ain't fucking doing it. Fuck that. I ain't got fucking time for a start. My news comes to here. That's where I get my news. Anyway, talking about fucking news and people who actually go get out there and make a fucking difference. Junkie Mark, the taxi driver, right? The taxi driver poet.
Yeah, yeah. I love him.
Seen him,
mate? I've watched all his vids.
Hey?
Pushing the pig down the street.
He's at it tomorrow, Barry. He's at it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I saw his feed there, and I'm not working tomorrow, so I'm going to tune in and watch it.
He's got a fireman.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I love him.
All right. Well, Mark and the fireman. We're having a fireman. I think they're having a race. They're going to have a race to see which one runs out of fucking fiscal fucking support before they get to the fucking... At the moment, Chunky Mark's fat pig from the bank, right, is it 3-1 odds favourite to have more fiscal fucking policy at his arrival. apparently.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, we've got a marked man at the Chunky Mark event.
He's getting there, man. Our man on the street.
Yeah, you got a reporter on the street, eh?
My man.
Oh, cool. Hey. Cool, man. Cool.
We always make sure we got a couple of marked men on the street, you know, Barry. Keeps the heat off us.
Yeah, you'll be there from 8 o'clock, our time.
Hey, Paul, I like your attitude about a lot of things, brother. But, I do watch InfoShows because I find myself wanting to be on top of what's going on.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
It's part of my personality. It's what I feel.
It is part of my personality,
believe it or not. It is. I know myself better than anybody. You said that, eh?
Anybody slag my family off, Barry. Not even you when you're doing it to yourself.
Okay.
All right, man. Don't matter who it is. I don't like people slagging my friends and my family, especially when it's not true. I don't find it. You see? That's fear dripping into your consciousness. It's been dripped into your consciousness for that fucking long. You're addicted to it. You've got to have a little bit of it. You start to fucking pulling yourself towards it. You want other people to be in it. It's a real addiction. Fear is a real addiction. It's like anything else. Worse than any drug, though.
I'm not trying to incite fear in people. I am just trying to appeal to their common sense and
a drug addict.
People that are still asleep, okay?
A drug addict's not trying to get his mates addicted, you know? A person a paedophile creates a paedophile ring, not because he wants other people in the ring to be paedophiles, just because they want people to be like them. That's where I get that. Fuck the majority. Fuck them. I don't mean fuck them in a nasty way. You know, I don't. Because without them, I wouldn't have anything. I don't mean any disrespect towards them. You see, a lot of people don't get it. Lee gets it because he's lived around building sites and he's lived along workers and what we call working class people in the north. And, you know, somebody can walk up to me in the street in Manchester and say to me, "You fucking bastard. You piece of fucking shit. I've been fucking hunting you, damn bastard." And next minute they're embracing me. "I haven't seen you for ages." Fucking you see? They're not actually coming having a go at you. They're really like, "You man, you're a fucking bastard. I'm so fucking mad. Where have you been?" It's beautiful. But, you know, you fucking man, where have you been? Fucking where have you fucking been? And you get on the other side of that, it's fucking terrifying. It's fucking terrifying. When you get used to it. It's beautiful.
Do you ever?
Yeah, man. Oh, fucking hell, they're beautiful, man. They're beautiful people. All people are fucking beautiful when you can see through their emotional, manipulative fucking lives they've been forced to live. They're all beautiful, man.
That's true, you know. That's very, very true.
That's what you've got to do. You know, when we're looking at the fucking fearmonger himself, Mr. Alex, fucking up there, I'm fucking Jesus Jones, right? I'm Jesus Jones of the fear movement. Here we are, American phone balls. What should we do? Blow the fucking shit out of them. Buy yourself a gun. What the fucking hell is it with people telling people to buy guns? I mean, no disrespect, right? But that guy has fucking done more for the fucking gun fucking sales in the United States of America. It's a hell of a more than anybody's ever done, I think. I mean, fuck me, has he got fucking shares in Winchester or something? Winchester's village. Excuse my ignorance of the fucking guns there, excuse me. I haven't actually got a problem with guns. I've got a problem with fucking lunatics killing people with them, you know what I mean?
It's a bit guns don't kill people, man.
We shouldn't have trains, you know.
Guns don't kill people.
We don't have trains because they scare rabbits. It's like, fucking what? It's like, fucking what? Kids are fucking brain, man. You can't turn around and say people can't have guns. You know what I mean? I mean, what you want to look at is why anybody in the fucking human consciousness would build one anyway. That's what I want to look at. How the fuck did we get to a position, right, all of us here collectively, right, where we'd agree to build something that's fucking capable of blowing the fucking shite out of another murk person on Earth? What the fuck went on there? Do you know what I mean?
Where the fuck are we going to live? Guns. Where are we going to live?
It really don't matter who's got the fucking guns, does it, really? What the fuck happened in our consciousness to get us to think that? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do. Ha-ha, let's build this thing that can put a bullet in somebody else. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll make an automatic thing that can put thousands. Fuck that. We'll make an intergalactic ballistic missile that can murder everybody. What happened?
One shot.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Where have we gone?
You know, have I turned into... Do I need to smoke fucking crack me and start drinking my own urine?
Is this a solution?
I mean, excuse me just for a sec, gentlemen.
I don't smoke. But it feels like I'm fucking... I might as well be. You know? Really does, Barry. Crazy shit. Proper crazy fucking world we live in. But like you say, it can be fun. You can spin it round. I like to do it. I like to use the polarity of a situation. I'm not fearful of it. I don't see black and white as being good and evil. It's not even right and wrong. I've been pushed into that corner so many fucking times by so many people in so many different situations. Right and wrong. I'm like, fucking, which do you want to pick? I don't fucking want to pick any. Fuck off. Do you know? And that's I've got a bad attitude. That's my attitude. I've got a bad attitude. I've got a stinky. You've got a stinking attitude. What? Because I won't fucking eat to your demands. Do you know? All right, okay then. So, you know, you grow up. I'm growing up thinking that's fucking all right. I'm going to have a stinking attitude. I'll have a fucking stinking attitude. So twats like that will fucking leave me alone forever. Don't work. Don't work. So yeah, man, I reckon it's pick on Barry Day. No, I'm not picking on Barry. You don't pick on Barry Day. As soon as you said it, pick on Barry Day. It's not. Pick on Barry every day. Don't worry, Barry.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right, you know. It's okay. It's all good, man. It's all good.
No, we're not picking on Barry. No, we're not.
No, no. Okay, but you may come I'll let you guys talk. But as far as Alex Jones goes, I've got a few thoughts about that gentleman. Sure, he is a looning maniac, a looning ravitic on the radio now. But I went back into his archives, and the first couple of years that guy was on the radio, he talked just like a normal guy, and now he is ranting and raving, and I think it's just out of frustration. I mean, the guy does have a lot of good information, and whether he incites fear into people, I don't know. I think he's more passing out knowledge. I don't think he's actually trying to incite fear, but that's just my feelings, okay, and my thoughts on Alex.
I don't watch him.
I watch him once in a while. I'll tune in. I like to listen to a lot more grounded individuals, and there's a few in the States that are a lot more grounded than Alex Jones that don't rant and rave, and they're a lot easier to listen to. But the information that they do bring out, man, is all viable, and I feel it's information that I like to know, you know? So anyways.
Don't you think, Barry, that it was, when he first started, it was just normal, it was just any normal guy doing a podcast? Then all of a sudden he got angry about something, started shouting and banging his desk, and that YouTube video kind of like got loads of hits and made him a good amount of advertising revenue. So he decided, hey, we've got a formula. I'm going to be an angry guy and I'm going to shout about stuff that makes me money.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like that's
Barry.
Maybe.
Like that. Well, no, I mean, characters, you see, for radio. I kind of see it as a little bit like theatre, or I did in the early days. I mean, people took it so fucking seriously, to be honest. So, yeah, you got to kind of respect that in a way. I was a bit arrogant.
Well, you know, it was tuning in. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The character I did, Patrick, I mean, it's an Irish character. I actually did a performing arts. Light and sound director to Beaufort Road College, and well, you're doing that, although I wasn't there for acting, I went there for the sound and light. You have to know the positions and how it's done. You've got to know it to be able to do it, which is a really kind of cool thing, really. So you have to do a bit of everything, and one of them was to create what they call an impregnable character, where You create a character, you write him, you know, you give him a mum and a dad or a family and a situation, a place of work and so forth. And what happens is they put you on what they call the hot seat, and you're interrogated by your peers or by people around you. And the thing is they're trying to get you to come out of character. And it's training to go move into character. And one of these characters was called Sean Murphy Sean Murphy Mac War, W-A-U-G-H, War.
Now, from a guy who's dyslexic, you see, and everybody knows I'm dyslexic, that's the oopy thing about it, this becomes a really powerful character, because he can actually spell his surname. That's one of the first things. But I killed off his parents in a bloody IRA bomb. I made his real father a Catholic priest who raped his mother. Nobody wanted to ask him any questions about him. His life was that twisted, fucked up. He was now a Catholic priest who was married, but only for his social position, because he actually had a favour of a more homosexual tendencies.
Or paedophilia.
He's that fucked up, right? Even if he made a mistake, people actually generally thought that it was him, and he was fucked up. Now, later on, I kind of developed him into quite an angry character called Patrick, and Patrick did a few rants. He used to ring in the telephone and telephone the radio shows we did originally. We only had a very small crew and nobody knew about us, and we've always liked the idea of these characters just ringing, crazy characters ringing in. Of course, now we don't have to invent the characters because we've got...
They're there already.
and to be honest, now we get bored and we gang up. We actually get a gang of characters and we ring up places like Lloyd's Bank and McDonald's and stuff. And they're real. I was going to do another one of them today, but I just haven't got around to it. But I will do. I'm going to slap Lloyd's again. That will be quite funny. So, yeah. It's the crazy characters. What was I saying? So, yeah. Patrick, and he's talking about... He's WAV, excuse me. It's a file format and we can't really use them at the moment. So, the Patrick rants probably won't do it again. Patrick was more popular than anybody we've ever done. Than any of the little characters we've ever done. Patrick got more people, more comments. He's good at making people spit the drink out of the mouth.
Well, where did Patrick go?
You know, food. The number of people who've never heard Patrick and then suddenly heard him break into one at tea time. Food often gets spat at the partner's faces. I've heard this on more than one occasion about character Patrick. To me, it's nothing to... He's just raving angry Irish. But he's a member of the Love Police now, Barry. He joined the police, see, Patrick, because he wanted to focus his energy. So he's an incredibly... powerful character. I mean, he is a powerful character, there's no doubt about that. And he put the fucking fear of God in virtually everyone he speaks to. Now, once you grasp that, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. You can project the character into the audience without saying a word. Your body, your demeanour, and people can get really scared of what he's speaking of just by the way he's speaking. My mother. I tell you about my mother. All I remember was the touch of an angel. Sweet smell, soft. Hey. The rest, they only told me. My unborn brother and my mother lay there. Torn apart. By a bomb left for someone else. Aye. Impregnable character. Impregnable character. Oh, Norman in the room. I don't know who he is. He was Irish. He's actually English Irish, based on, which is amazing, really. He takes his name from a real friend of mine, a lifelong friend, really, whose dad died. His dad died. They're actually known as the War family. Beautiful family. Really beautiful people. And I always made a joke about them, not in a nasty sense. In a nice sense, you know, because they spelt the name wrong.
it's war, W-A-U-G-H, rather than the English spelling. So, yeah, I built the character upon the name. They're not angry. They're not Irish, you know, as you'd hear them. They sound like I talk. Like I talk, right, you know. You know. So, yeah. And I built a character on them. They're completely the opposite. A really loving Catholic family. You know, really beautiful people. Completely and absolutely the opposite of the character that I was playing. The reflective mirror. Reflective mirror. Now, what I'm trying to get at here is that kind of training on theatre and stuff is priceless in court. And it's priceless. It really is. In all positions of authority. Like I say, I can't walk into my doctor and say, don't you give me any more of them fucking pills. You've been giving me fucking pills, I fucking check, and I walk down the fucking street, I rake like a buckle. Right, it just fucking give me Valium and send me home, you know, it ain't going to work. But I can still walk in and say, look, there's no point in you giving me any more of them pills. Why are you giving me more of them? What is the point? So once you build the character and you learn about the projection of the energy into the audience, there you go. Now that's done in theatre on a regular basis. Theatre. And if you just whip back with the origins of that, you don't have to go too back. Where did the gods come from? Why are the gods above us? Why are the gods above us? You know, why do we look up to God? Because of the amphitheatre. And the messenger of the god, was it Icarus, came down. They lured him into the theatre, okay? You know when we look up now in that theatre and you look up the people, they call it the gods. Oh, look at them, they're up in the gods. That's where the rich people sit, up in the gods. That's where it comes from. Upstage, downstage, the opposite way around. Stage right, stage left is stage right. It's a mirror image between the players and the audience. On radio, it is the presenters and the crew, the people here on this side of this mythical curtain that we endeavour to break down between you out there listening and us out here transmitting. Make the switch. Cross over to the other side. So to me, I can see them, Barry. I can see within the characters that I played, I learned to play a character, and in learning to play that character, I actually developed me, who I really am, by pretending to be something I'm not. It actually gave me a chance to express myself in a way that I couldn't as myself. So I think through that, I learned that within education, art is paramount. It's paramount. I mean, if we can't teach to think differently, then I'd agree with you, Barry. We're fucking all doomed. And it isn't a black man hiding behind a mask. It isn't an Asian man or a Chinese man or a different coloured man or woman for that matter, or even fucking child. They're not because it isn't. It's because we're too ignorant, we're too stubborn, we're too stuck in our ways to do anything. We just want to wait around and let somebody else do it. I'm all right with that, Neil. I'm all right. I'm good with that. You know, I'm good with that. It's all right. Because I reckon Barry and Lee and Susan and Saddama and Rachel... Dawn, and anybody else who's messaged me in the last couple of minutes, I haven't noticed. You know who you are. You know who you are. I reckon we're the men and women that will be that change. In fact, I don't reckon we are, because we already have. The shit that's already gone down, there's nothing, we can't do anything about it. It's already gone down. What? World's first free internet. World's first free radio.
Well, internet, really, I suppose.
Well, maybe not, no, because they were free open source at the beginning. At the beginning, it was free. You paid to access it. How did we let it get in such a mess? Good intentions. It'll be better tomorrow. Bullshit.
No, this has been a plan that's been in place for a long time, my friend. You know that, and I know that, but we're not going to get into the negative discussions.
What gets me, Barry, about all that, you're quite right, it has, man. I mean, I've tracked it back since 849.
Yep.
The year 849, yep. The Grey family, England. I don't have to go back any further.
Yep, I know. I've done my history studying too.
All the way through. Through all these fucking so-called side cops, true fucking events that people keep going on for. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you why I don't support them up there anymore. I'll tell you why. Because they fucking know the same as I do. The same as you do. All this about them being ignorant and not knowing and can't do it for a reason. Fucking BS. Biggest pack of fucking BS. They could fucking stand up like we've done. They could do that, and they haven't. And you know something? That gores them, and that embarrasses them. Well, I'll tell you, big fellas in your big ivory towers with your big so-called fucking truth. We can say whatever we like, and we choose not to. It's all blatantly obvious. Blatantly obvious. Alex Jones. David Icke. All together in a nice little psyops meeting to tell people that reptilians are going to eat their brains. Rain, poison rains falling from the fucking sky, all the water's poisoned, the fucking trees are dead, and you might as well just roll over, dig yourself a big fucking hole, fill it full of fucking guns and food and bury yourself now. Let's get on with it. Do you know, in 100,000 fucking years' time, right, aliens, fucking crafts will land upon the plane of Earth, and there'll be archaeological aliens, and they'll dig up the United States of America, and they'll think they're all members of the Viking race. And they'll fucking bury themselves with all of it.
Oh, he buried himself.
Well, be like, oh no, they're all the preppers. I'm a bit of a prepper myself, you know, I must admit. I mean, piss poor preparation. No. So yeah, I'm a bit of a prepper myself. There's nothing wrong with being prepared in your moment, as long as you're not always waiting for the moment to be prepared in. You know, have a challenge, you know, that's great stuff, you know, but don't go fucking create a problem just so you can solve it. Fuck all out. We've had too much of it. Like I say, I can't point my finger at me, Barry. Not anymore. It gets me. You know, but hang on, we've allowed it. We've allowed this. We've allowed it to get into this mess. And I don't think we got it that much wrong. Don't get me wrong. I know that. There's a lot of fucking shit going down on this planet. Don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of shit around, but you take that. You fucking take it, what we are, how long we've been here, where we've come to, as a slave race, as a enslaved slave race that knows nothing else, never have, all of us, taught by slaves, brought up by slaves, learnt to live as a slave, defend the right to be one, with your life, if necessary. I think we've done all right. I think we've done all right. Argumentatively, we might have visited the moon, eh? But we've been out of the gravitational field of the planet, eh? Do you know, that's the death, though, isn't it? You know? you know, we haven't kind of really explored much of the depths of the sea, but we've had a pretty good look and we've managed to pollute most of it. But, you know, hey, we're all right. We've built bridges and we've built railways and infrastructures and tunnels and fucking, we've done all sorts of shit.
And who needs fucking plankton anyways?
Well,
yeah.
What's amazing about all that, you know, and all that devastation that they are, it'll destroy all the oceans, and then, no, it killed loads of fish, and, you know, I feel for the fishies. Fish are your friends, you know, and all the other sea creatures, and all them fucking people that did all the work. But, you know, it's just like the ocean just did nature, just went, it's all right. Stop, just learn from this and stop doing it. Just learn from this and stop doing it, you know. How fucking benevolent is this planet? You know, the sea witch. You know, whale people. Get out there and shove the bow in the face of the whaling fleet. Fucking got it then. You know what she said about?
Oh, she was great.
The whales, they know. And I'm like, yeah, they do know. They're benevolent. They go up to them whaling ships. And I'm convinced of this, mate. They, what, they swim right up to in these beautiful, benevolent fucking creatures. And go, here's a chance. Here's a chance. Don't take it. Don't take it. How do we get in a position where we've got to be out there stopping people killing benevolent creatures? Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm really not a vegetarian, but you, what the fuck? You stay in your own fucking backyard if you want a butcher. Catch me, Mum. I don't want to go out and save the whales. I don't want to go out and save the whale. I don't want to save a tree. I don't want to save the planet. You know? I don't. I'm not interested in saving anybody or anything. I don't want to victimise anything along the route. I really don't. But I tell you what, I wish I could stop some fucking humans doing some shit. I really do. I would stop using the tracks. And I know I shouldn't. I don't know that. I've got no rights to speak for or act upon for anyone else. That's their business, not mine. Period. No contracts. It's their business. You know, I saw a man putting his finger towards that killer button. I have no problem cutting his fucking hand off. You know, I saw one man, in that man maybe be murdering his mind, prepared to fucking, I ain't got no problem fucking taking the red off. I don't worry me. They don't scare me, and they don't worry me. What scares me and fucking worries me is we got there in the first place. It always has. It always was. We've got to fucking take a few steps back, brothers and sisters, and have a look at what we've fucking allowed. Not what has been put upon us, but what we allowed to be put upon us. There's a massive distinction. Massive. And if you can't see that, fucking don't tune in. Don't tune in. Because to me, that's important. Yeah, we get good shows. We get good shows. We get good numbers. We get on. Yeah. That's the end of the beast. It's the end of the beast. Some two or three people that stick around, the ones that are there, they tune in. Tune in. This is magic. Real magic. Not black magic or white magic. Not good or evil magic, just fucking magic, alright, and it works with you, each and every one of you, right? Don't tell any fucker I've told you about it, right? You have to keep it a secret. It has to be a secret magic. Alright, but you're alright. I know, you're all thinking, yeah, but you've just fucking told us it's a secret. Yeah, but they don't fucking believe me. They don't believe me that we're all Adamic, perfect, magical beings. Personally, I'm not a fucking turtle, that's Zach's department, but hey! Magical! Be whatever he wants to fucking be. That is real. That's real. But you don't believe me, so that's alright. So what we're going to do, we're going to focus our energies together on creating a brand new horizon beyond everyone's consciousness. Okay? That's what we're going to do. Now, some of you are going to go, oh, no, we're not. It's all right. You've just created energy and resisting it, and we thank you. Because that's what's going to happen. A brand new, bright, shiny horizon. And then you're going to dump all your fucking shit, and you're going to walk right into it. Because we can't take any of this shit with us, brothers and sisters. Because we'd pollute it. Each and every one of us had just let it fucking happen again. And again. And again. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, open any fucking history book and just flick through and look at the pictures. You don't even need to be able to read and write to see what these fuckers are all about. If you want it to happen again, shut the fuck up, put your fucking head down, and watch your television. And if you want to join on a brand new horizon beyond anything and begin. Begin. You make a difference every moment of your life. Every breath you take connects you to it more. You become more grounded, more rounded. You seek not balance. And then you can awaken. Don't let them rise you up in fear. Recognize it. Forgive yourself as quickly as possible. As quickly as you can. And bring the focus back onto yourself. We are not destructive beings. We are creative, loving, caring, compassionate beings. Like I said, I don't know what the fucking hell happened. I don't need to know what happened. All I need to do, personally, is get back to being that caring, loving, divine, compassionate being. Same as the rest of us. No fucker's going to do it for you. Because it doesn't serve their interests. Say goodbye, everyone.
A magical turd.
Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Have a great day, guys.
Magical turd.
Thank you. Nice listening in, guys. Good show.
Go radio, folks. Remember, your radio. Use it. Magical turd. Or lose it. Don't let a schedule worry you. Ring up. Have some fun. Okay? Let's do it. You want to go live? Ring us up. We'll put you on. Thanks, everyone. Magical turd. Circles.
A few monkeys.
A few monkeys about, and there's lots of circles.
A magical turtle.